诸佛菩萨、善人、诸位法师和佛友，阿弥陀佛。我的名字是陈思慧，法名是清慧。今晚轮到思慧上台学习讲法，我有什么说错了，请大家慈悲指正。All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, All Dharma Masters and Friends in Dharma, 阿弥陀佛。My name is 丹西慧 and my Dharma name is 清慧。Today is my turn to practice speaking Dharma. If I've said anything wrong, please kindly correct me. 不久前呢，在厨房帮忙准备水果的时候，就有切到凤梨。那时候就想起了小时候一件事情。大约在我12、13岁的时候，有一天，妈妈就买了一粒凤梨回家。请爸爸帮忙将凤梨削皮，然后再切块。还记得当时候那个凤梨的皮是硬硬的，然后爸爸切起来就有一点吃力。过了一阵子，爸爸就气馁地说：“这刀子不够力，不好切。” Not long ago, when I was helping out in the kitchen to prepare fruits, I helped to cut some pineapples.Then I recalled an incident during my younger days. When I was about 12 or 13, one day mom brought back a pineapple. She asked dad to skin the pineapple and cut it into pieces. I remember seeing dad struggling with the pineapple because the skin was so hard. After a while, dad complained, "The knife isn't sharp enough.It's so hard for me to remove the pineapple skin." 而妈妈呢，听见了就俏皮地对我说：“你看爸爸，自己的切工都切不好，还要去怪刀子，说刀子不够力。”我当场就大笑爸爸了。When mom heard that, she jokes, "Look at your dad. He doesn't have good cutting skill and he blames the knife."I had a good laugh at that. 爸爸呢，就借这个机会和我们分享一个小故事。那故事是这样子的：从前呢，在一个乡下有一名很贫穷的学生，他每天都会步行去上课。有一天，正好出门的时候就遇上了一场大雨。由于乡下的泥泞路遇着雨水，到处都是坑。这位学生也没有办法，踩着脚下的一双旧鞋就出发了。很不幸的，他在路上摔了一跤，全身都是泥巴。到了学校，同学们都吓了一跳，问：“你这是怎么一回事？”他苦着一张脸说：“都怪老天爷，下这么大的雨，模糊了我的视线，令我看不清前路。还有，都怪那条路的错，竟然这么多坑。”还有我这双旧鞋太旧了，鞋底都滑了，所以我才会这么倒霉的摔了一跤。And so Dad took this opportunity to share a story with us. It says that in the past, there was a poor student who lived in the rural area who would walk to school every day. One day, when he was about to leave to school, heavy rain poured, causing holes over the muddy road. He had no choice but to put on his pair of old shoes and head to school. Unfortunately, he fell in the mud and his shirt got dirty. When he arrived at school, his friends asked him, "What happened?" He put on a miserable face and answered, "I was so unlucky. I slipped and fell. You know what? It was all the heaven's fault.Because it rains so heavily and it blurs my vision. I can't see the road clearly. It was also the fault of the muddy road because it has so many holes in it. Also, it was the fault of this pair of my old shoes. The soles are slippery." 当我听了爸爸讲这个小故事的时候，我还觉得这故事里的主角真的很搞笑。但现在想想，这不就是我们一般人的通病吗？ After hearing this story, I found that the boy in the story is very amusing. However, thinking about it now, isn't that a common thought that we people share generally? 再跟大家分享一件最近所发生的事情。有一天早上，我一如往常到厨房去准备 煮饭。那一般呢，米都会放在小斋堂。有时候法师会将筛好的旧米摆到了五官堂让我们先用，所以那天早上我其实是到五官堂去拿米的。才刚是煮第一锅饭的时候，突然法师就过来问我，思慧，你怎么这么不小心把米都弄掉满地了呢？天生迟钝的我一时之间都反应不过来了。法师见到我愣在那里不知可否，然后他就说，来，我带你去看。于是我就跟着法师到小斋堂里去，见到了撒了满地的都是米。当时我即刻反应过来，说，哦，那不是我，今天我没有过来拿这里的米。法师也不知道怎么办，最后说，哦，不是你吗？I would like to share another incident that happened recently. One morning, I went to the kitchen to cook rice as usual. Usually, we will get the rice from the small dining hall, as all the rice containers are there. However, there are times when the Dharma master will ask someone to sieve the rice, and they will put the rice in the five contemplation hall so that we could cook those rice first.So that morning, I got the rice from the main dining hall. When I just started to cook the rice, a Dharma master came to ask me, Sihui, why were you so careless? You have rice fell out all over the places. Actually, I'm a person who reacts quite slowly. I could say that I'm actually a dull person by nature. So I just stood there, staring blankly at the Dharma master.Since I did not respond, the Dharma master did not know what to say. And finally, she told me, Come, follow me, I'll show you. And so I followed her into the small dining hall to take a look, and I saw the mess. At once, almost immediately, I reacted, saying, Oh, that's not me. I did not come over here to take the rice for today. And for a moment, the Dharma master has made no comments.Finally, she said, Oh, so it wasn't you? 然后迟钝的我突然间就不迟钝了，心里闪过了无数个可能性。我在想，或许是今天早上煮稀饭的人的疏忽，又或者是昨天煮晚餐的人不小心了呢？正当我想告诉法师这些可能性的时候，我一下子就留神了，马上提醒自己，不可言他人过。所以及时就把话止住了。然而在自己还没有意识过来的时候，心里一下子也转得蛮快的，我竟然不知不觉脱口而出的说，法师，我想可能是老鼠吧。 But suddenly the usual dull me wasn't dull anymore. My mind just flashed by a few possibilitiesProbably it was the person who prepared breakfast this morning who was careless. Or maybe it was the person who cooked dinner yesterday wasn't paying attention. When I was about to speak out all these possibilities that I was able to think of, I was aware of my thoughts and quickly be mindful, reminding myself that I should not speak of the thoughts of others. Luckily, I was in time to stop myself.However, at the very next moment, despite the fact that I'm a person who reacts really slowly, I actually uttered spontaneously, even without my own awareness, Dharma Master, you know what? I think it was the rat. 一讲完，我马上就后悔了。虽然这看起来只是一桩小事，但我回去还是自我反省了一下。Immediately, I regretted on what I said.Although this seems like not a big deal at all, but I do question myself later. 从爸爸切凤梨的小故事，到穷学生的故事，乃至到自己的故事， 可见我们不管是大人小孩，总是有那么一种习气，就是每当第一件事情发生的时候，我们会自然的第一时间的往外看，找出所有外在的毛病，甚至于看遍了全天下，也都不一定会觉得自己有什么问题。殊不知，其实若往深处看，在我们怨天尤人的当儿，错就是错误的开始了。From the few stories above, we can see that, regardless of whom we are, it is our habit that so naturally we would always look at the faults from outside whenever something goes wrong. We will blame everyone and everything except ourselves. Little that we know, when we are putting blames on others, it is already a fault. 怎么说呢？当我们在怪别人不对的时候，或许就是在推卸责任，又或者是在谈论他人的过错，也可能是在打小报告之类的。 Why do I say so? Because when we find fault in something that someone else has done, we are very often ended up in a discussion on others' rights and wrongs. And sometimes it sounds to me like we are tattling on somebody. Besides that, it makes me feel like we are actually trying to pass the buck to others. 所以呢，佛陀才要教导我们要时时刻刻都回光返照，静心往自性里关照，也就是所谓的自我反省。好比我刚刚的例子当中，我虽然并没有把米弄掉到地上，但不管那是谁做的，我其实可以不用去说某某人做的，可是呢，我竟然毫无证据之下卑鄙的去怪小老鼠。 This is why the Buddha told us to turn our lights upon ourselves and to steel our minds to shine within our self nature. This is also called reflecting upon self. Just like in my previous example,Although I wasn't the one who split the rice on the floor, but regardless of whose fault it might be, I can actually just keep quiet instead of putting the blames on others. But I put the blame on the poor rats, despite I do not have any evidence to prove what I have said. 自我反省的过程中，我不敢马虎，我给了自己一个问题，就是说今天这件事情到底是谁的错呢？是法师不对吗？是老鼠不对？是做早餐的人的错？还是做晚餐的人的错？或者是自己的错呢？后来我给自己找到答案，就是其实关其他人什么事情了呢？其实一切一切的错都是自己的错。为什么我会这么想呢？很简单，因为上人说，他非即我非。 I tried not to be sloppy when reflecting upon myself. I threw a question to myself. So whose fault was it today in today's incident? Was it the Dharma master's fault? Or was it the rat? Or the person who prepared breakfast? Or was it the person who cooks dinner? Or was it my own fault?Eventually, my answer was, of course it was my own fault. It has nothing to do with others. What makes me think so? Well, it's because of Venerable Master's words, others' fault is also my own fault. 以下呢，让我用几个假设性的例子和大家分析一下。Please allow me to analyze.A few examples in order to explain this further. 假设呢，今天有人对我发脾气，骂我，对我大吼，这绝对是我的错，因为是我令他起烦恼了。Suppose that someone scolded me today, snarled at me and threw a temper on me. It is definitely my fault, because I've caused him afflictions. 那要是这么说法，反过来的话，如果今天有人令我起烦恼了，令我发脾气了， 这么说是这个人的不对了，也不是的，想一想自己干嘛要发脾气呢，就是因为没有定力，没有智慧啊，所以到头来还是自己不好，还是自己的问题。 If that is the case, then what if someone causes me afflicted and lose my temper? So it should be that person's fault, right? Well, I don't think so. Thinking of it, it is still my own fault. The problem is still within me because I do not have samadhi power, and I'm lacking of wisdom to throw temper.又假设今天有人误会我，误解我，错的还是我，那谁叫我自己看不破我执，放不下尊严和面子，如此的在乎自己的形象呢？ Assume that today someone misunderstands me over a certain matter. What do you think? Is it the person's fault? Well, still it is my own fault. Why? Because I am still attaching to self.I could not leave behind my dignity, nor bear losing face. 又假设有一个人非常不友善，他可以对每一个人都有说有笑，偏偏就针对我。要不是绕佛的时候老是踩到了我，不然就是走路的时候老是撞着我，真是岂有此理。那其实还是要反省一下，是不是自己绕佛的时候步伐太慢了呢？是不是平时走路的时候自己挡住了人家呢？ Suppose that there is a person who is so friendly to everybody except me. He seems like aiming at me on purpose in every matter. When he walks, he will push me. And when he circumambulates, he will step on my feet. My goodness, this person is so terrible.However, if we reflect upon ourselves just for a few seconds, we might realize probably it is because I am the one who is blocking his way. Or is it because I am walking too slow? 好了，假设这一次我已经尽了心，认真的、静静的、尽所能的去完成一份任务，而且得到的成果也还不错。可是呢，却招来了他人的妒忌。听起来，这个生妒忌心的人真的很不应该，因为他心里这么不平衡，不但不随喜，而且还妒忌。这回应该是他的错了吧？但往深一层再想，其实还是我的错。错在哪里呢？可能自己不够低调了，抢尽风头，或者自己不够谦卑，表现得高傲自满了，或者自己对对方不够友善，没有给他人机会参与完成任务等等。再怎么说，就算不是直接的错，也是间接的错，是我间接导致他人生妒忌心的，所以错还是归我。 OK,What about this one? Suppose that I have done my very best to perform a given task. I was serious in it, and I was so rigorous. Finally, I obtained a great achievement. But this has caused someone else jealous. This person who is jealous on others' achievements do not follow and rejoice in others' merit. Sounds like he is so unreasonable. So do you think that this person...Do you think that it is this person's fault? Thinking further, I think it is still our own fault. Why? There could be few reasons. Maybe I wasn't keeping a low profile. Or maybe I was the one seeking the limelight. Or could it be that I wasn't humble enough? That I was arrogant? Or maybe I wasn't friendly towards him? Or I did not give him the chance to work together and accomplish the task together?It could be so many reasons to see it as my own faults rather than others. Even though it might not be my problem directly, but indirectly, I'm the one to cause him jealous. My actions cause him jealous, and so it is still considered as my own fault. 佛陀告诉我们，每一个众生都有佛性， 所以没有一个人是会无缘无故发恶心或存恶念。今天导致他人如此，或许我们无意，但我们不能永远就用我不是故意的或我并没有想到来当借口。关键就在这里，这没有想到的四个字。第一次或许没有经验，那也就算了。但第二次、第三次，甚至于每一次都没有想到的话，那就是没有认认真真的在自我反省了。往往我们就会停留在没有想到的阶段上，然后当问题来时，很自然的我们又第一反应说，那不是我的错。正当我们在为自己解释的时候，其实我们已经在跟对方说着错的是他。The Buddha told us that every living being has the Buddha nature. Hence, none of us will give rise to evil thoughts for no reason. There must be some reasons that made a person to have evil thoughts, and that reason could be us. Maybe we do not have the intentions to do so. Or I could use, I have really no idea, as an excuse. The fact is, this could be the crux of the matter.For the first time, we might excuse ourselves as we are lacking of experience. We really might have not thought of it, but not for the second and the third time, as we can't always allow ourselves to make the same old mistake. If we do, then we are definitely not earnest in the process of self-reflection. If we stop at the stage, I do not have the intention,Then, naturally, we will respond immediately whenever a problem occurs, saying, That's not me, or that's not my fault. When we are trying to defend ourselves, we are actually trying to tell the other party, You should be the one to be blamed. 那其实呢，所谓的错也只不过是一个名词。对思慧而言，其实错这个字是可以用很多其他的字眼来代替的，比如做得不够圆满之处，或者做得不够好的地方，或者疏忽等等。所谓错也不一定是一般人所想的那么负面。 So when we speaking of wrong or fault, it is merely a noun. It's just a word to callI could also use another noun or another word to replace the word fault. For instance, I could call it as not so perfect or careless or parts that could be improved, etc. Therefore, the word 错 in Chinese, which means fault or wrong, might not necessarily carry a negative feeling. It has its positive side as well. 所以呢承认自己错其实是一个非常正面的行为。试想，如果每一个人都可以将一切的错归自己，那天下就太平了。当一切的错都归自己的时候，已经就没有什么好争论的了。认错了，就不会有一大堆的理由来为自己辩解，争那么一口气。曾经读到了元朝关汉卿作的曲，说闲的是他，愚的是我，争什么？不管是谁对谁错，只要不争，则 everything is okay。本来存在的问题呢，也一下子就不存在了。Therefore, to truly recognize our faults is a positive behavior. The world would be in peace if everyone can take up the blame when there is a problem occurs. Think about it.If I put all the blames on myself instead of others, there's nothing more to argue. When we admit it's our fault, we would never defend ourselves. There is a poem written by Guan Hanqing during the Yuan Dynasty. It goes like this. Others are the worthy ones, while I am the foolish one. So what's there for to fight for? So when it comes to right and wrong,We do not argue, but to put the blame on ourselves, then everything will become okay. All the problems will disappear at once. 在这里呢 ，OK 的不是指自己，不是指人事物的 OK 或不 OK， 而是自己可以接受、包容以及忍让任何 OK 与不 OK 的事。 其实别人的对与错对我们学佛的过程有那么重要吗？就算他人做得不够好，自己做得如法就好了。重点还是要回光返照，关照自己的这一份，而不是把功夫放到外边的人事物上，怨天尤人的。因为当我们定下心来往内心关照，我们才会发现万法皆我师，一切的一切都在为我演说妙法，这样子挺好的，反而会更珍惜和感恩每个迎面而来的警戒或考验，因为他们给我制造了学习的机会。When we speak of everything is okay, what we meant okay here is not that there is no problem occur. It means that we ourselves can accept, tolerate, and be patient over whatever matters that comes to us. Regardless, it is okay or not, it is good or bad. It doesn't matter if others do things not according to the Dharma. We just need to pay attention to ourselves and check upon ourselves.Are we doing things according to the Dharma? Is it that important for us to check on others' fault anyway? I think the important part is we need to return our lights upon ourselves and shines within. We should not pay too much attention on things externally and always put the blames on everything and everyone except ourselves.If we could steal our minds and shines within, only then we would discover that merits dharmas are our teachers and everything in this world are proclaiming the wonderful dharma. Only then we would appreciate and cherish whatever states or tests that comes our way, whether it is good or bad, because we can understand that they are all helping us to learn and to grow.或许有的会想，说则易，行则难。其实也对，要是不难，我们也不需要下这么多功夫修学佛法了。但想想受生死轮回难题大些呢，还是想办法让自己去实行难一些。所以还是一样的，千万不能给自己找理由和找借口。难不要紧，刚开始的确是难，但可以一点一点慢慢去做。不要急，也不怕成果来得慢，但叫有心即可。上人常常都告诉我们，修行的路上都是先苦后甜的，当难到极点的时候，就后面就容易了。所以让我们大家一起加油吧。 Maybe some people might think it is easy to say but it's difficult to practice. Well, I agreeIf it's not difficult, then we do not need to work so hard in practicing the Buddha Dharma, right? But let's compare. Is it the relentless cycle of birth and death makes us suffer more, or to practice Buddha Dharma suffers more? So never find excuse for ourselves. It is okay if it's difficult. It's always difficult in the beginning. We can practice it step by step.The Venerable Master always say in his lecture that it is always bitter in the beginning of our cultivation, but we will taste sweetness later. And everything goes up to the maximum will turn over. Same goes to difficulty. Hence, let us all work together towards our goal. 阿弥陀佛。